Nelson track star Matti Eriksson will represent Canada at the upcoming World Athletics Championships. Eriksson was named to Team Canada on August 28 as one of 59 athletes heading to Tokyo to compete September 13-21. Eriksson had already essentially secured a berth on the team in early August when he finished third at Canadian Nationals in the men's 800 meters. He also met the world qualifying standard with his best time of 1 minute 44 seconds and 49 milliseconds set in July. He will be joined by reigning world champion Marco Ayrop, Justin O'Toole and Abdullahi Hassan on Canada's men's 800 squad. Making his senior national team debut adds another highlight to what has been a banner year for the 22-year-old. Eriksson, competing for the University of Oregon Ducks, captured his first NCAA title by winning the 800 at the Indoor Championships in March. He followed that performance with a silver medal at the NCAA Outdoor Championships in June. Last November, Eriksson became the first Canadian NCAA student athlete to sign a name, image and likeness deal with Nike. He's also the first athlete from the Nelson-based Kootenay Chaos Track Club to make a senior Team Canada squad. The club's founder and head coach Alex Ulashanik was Eriksson's first trainer and said he's been thrilled to watch the progression of an athlete who was once setting provincial records as a young teen. I've coached athletes back when I was in Calgary who made the Olympic Games team and World Championships. I would put him above the people I had coached in Calgary in terms of determination. All those years I could tell he was going to be a special person. Ulashanik said Eriksson is proof that great athletes don't need to be based in major centers to excel. There's diamonds in the rough all over the place, and it's just a matter of finding somebody who's willing to work with them and bring them along, and then eventually they're going to hopefully reach the pinnacle. Eriksson has already dropped his personal best time by 2 seconds this year, but will face strong competition for a podium result at the World Championships. His fastest time would have earned him a silver at the 2023 World Championships behind Ayrop. Ulashanik thinks Eriksson will have to finish in the 141 to 142 range to have a shot at a medal in Tokyo. Ayrop's best time this season is 1 minute 42 seconds and 22 milliseconds. But Eriksson will also be the youngest athlete on Team Canada's 800 squad. Ulashanik said his former athlete has more room to grow. "It's a step in the right direction," said Ulashanik.